Boker Tov, Avi Galperin, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, thank God. How are you, Ilan?
I'm doing fine.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's good.
Better,
it's good to hear.
Chazak, chazak, v'nitchazak.
That's 100% true. You be strong, and then that's what happens.
Yeah.
You overcome all the barriers and the challenges that we get.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful.
So this week is Parashat Neso, but we will not talk about Parashat Neso. We will talk about Shavuot, because Shavuot is almost here, right?
Correct. Shavuot's coming up less than a week, on Tuesday night, June 7th. So it's really, really around the corner. And so we could talk about a little bit about Shavuot, you know, what the holiday is and some of the customs.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about also a special day, Yom Yerushalayim.
That was yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
let's start.
So even yesterday and today, it's still such an important, you know, such an important concept, the fact of Jerusalem and so on. So it's every day.
Yeah. So let's start with Shavuot.
Yeah, you know, the holiday of Shavuot commemorates the day that the Torah was given by God to the Jewish people on Mount Sinai, you know, more than 3,300 years ago.
Yeah.
And every year on the holiday of Shavuot, we renew our acceptance of God's gift, and God re-gives the Torah. You know, everything, because on the Wednesday of this year, the first day of Shavuot, we read in the portion for Shavuot, we read the Ten Commandments,
yeah.
Which that is the actual the principle of what the Torah is, God's gift. And by us doing that, it's as though God is re-giving us the Torah that we received at Mount Sinai. And the word Shavuot means
weeks. Yeah.
Correct. It marks, you know, the completion of the 7-week counting period that we count from Passover, the second day of Passover,
yeah.
till Shavuot. And, you know, the giving of the Torah, if you think about it, was a far-reaching spiritual event, because one that touched really the essence of the Jewish soul for all times. And our sages compare it to a wedding between God and the Jewish people, because it is the actual binding that binds us as a Jewish nation to God, who is our Father. And Shavuot also means oaths, from Shavuah.
Yeah.
And it's on this day that, you know, God swore an eternal devotion to us. And in turn, you know, we pledge an everlasting loyalty to Hashem. Everlasting loyalty to God. So, the holiday of Shavuot obviously is a two-day holiday. And there's a lot of different customs on the holiday of Shavuot. You know, we decorate,
line
our shul, correct, our house of worship with flowers, because Shavuot is also another holiday of Yom Bikurim, Chag HaBikurim, where they would bring fruits and beautiful flowers and so on and so forth. They would bring it to the temple.
And we eat dairy.
We eat dairy, correct.
Dairy
foods. One of the things is Tuesday night, it's customary, a lot of people have to stay up all night learning the Torah.
And why do we have to learn the Torah on Shavuot night?
Good question. The reason is because there's a lot of commentators that say that, first of all, one reason is that the Jews were sleeping the night before the Torah was given. They fell asleep. And so therefore, we want to literally be up. We want to be prepared. We want to have that preparation and that spiritual readiness to be able to receive the Torah right away. And we stay up all night to learn, to be able to be, you know, ready and to be able to be accepting that the next day, in the next couple of hours, we're ready to get the Torah. We ain't going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's a necessity, really, for all men and women and children to really go to the synagogue on Shavuot, to be able to, the first day at least, to be able to hear the Ten Commandments, to be able to hear the commandments that God gave us. Also, as you mentioned, it is customary to eat dairy foods on Shavuot. And one of the reasons that we go and eat dairy foods is because it commemorates the fact that upon receiving the Torah, including the kosher laws of slaughtering an animal and how we prepare it and so on and so forth, which we didn't know before we received the Torah, the Jewish people cannot eat meat in their pots because the Torah was given on Shabbat, and we weren't able to, first of all, do all the work of koshering our pots from milk to meat and so on, from milk to meat and so on and so forth, and we didn't know the laws by then, so therefore we eat dairy to commemorate that when the Torah was given. Also on the second day of Shavuot is Yizkor, is a memorial service for, you know, as we say,
the dear people that died.
Correct, a couple of times a year. So that is primarily also people then read the Book of Ruth, which also King David, whose passing occurred on this day, and he was a descendant of Ruth. So we also read the Book of Ruth on the holiday too. So that is really, in a nutshell, the holiday of Shavuot and some of the customs. And it's very interesting to see that Shavuot really falls out around the same time period of Yom Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Of Jerusalem Day.
Because Yom Yerushalayim is on Hebrew Day too, so that's why they follow.
Correct. And you know, obviously, people who do know or people who don't know, Yom Yerushalayim was the day that the Israeli troops, obviously, Ilan, you correct me if I'm not 100% accurate, but as the Israeli troops crashed through the defense set up by the Arab troops, and they recaptured the part of the holy city of Jerusalem, which had previously been...
On 1967, right.
Correct.
And that's why we celebrate Yom Yerushalayim from 1967 and on.
Correct. So that's really, it commemorates the significant day of that, of basically uniting the whole city of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, Yom Yerushalayim, you know, people say, okay, you know, it's a nice thing, you know, it's just a day we can remember the fact of that we were able to overcome those challenges at that period of time. But I think Yom Yerushalayim also has something a little bit more deeper. It's a Jerusalem itself is a very, very significant part of a person's life. You know, Elie Wiesel said that what is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is the heart of the Jews, the heart of the Jewish nation, and the actual peace of Jerusalem, the walls, and so on and so forth, is above politics. You know, it's mentioned more than 600 times in the scripture, and its presence in Jewish history is overwhelming. There is no more moving prayer in Jewish history than the one expressing our yearning to return to Jerusalem. It belongs to the Jewish people, and is much more than a city. It is what I think binds one Jew to another in a way that remains, you know, very hard to explain. You can be from all corners of the world.
Yeah, in a universal way.
Correct. And when you come to Jerusalem, every single Jew feels part of it. Every single Jew is happy that the other Jew is there. No one has any issues, you know, with the other person being there. So, when a Jew visits Jerusalem for the first time, it's not really the first time. It's more of homecoming.
Yeah.
Coming back to our home.
Yeah.
And if you go and look, you know, for the first time in history, today, yesterday, and since 1967 and so on, Jews, Christians, you know, Muslims and so on, all are able to worship freely over there. And, you know, I think the whole fighting and everything on of Jerusalem is not about the real estate, but it's about a memory. That, you know, we feel that it's literally a, it's part of who we are. And it has to, all the time, have to remain the world's Jewish capital, because it's you know, it's a symbol of trust, a symbol of hope. You know, there was once this famous Hasidic master that a lot of people know is Rabbi Nachman of Breslov.
Yeah.
And you know they're very, the whole sect of his Hasidism is very, very joyous. They're always dancing, they're always happy, they're always singing, yeah, and so on and so forth. And he says that everything in this world has a heart. And the heart itself has its own heart. What was he trying to say? He was saying that Jerusalem is the heart of our heart, the soul of our soul.
Yeah.
And it's just so important how we have to, you know, we might be in the diaspora, we might not necessarily be all the time in Jerusalem, but we have to constantly make sure that Jerusalem is on our hearts, because Jerusalem is our heart. And you know, I think it's important because, you know, Jerusalem has always remained in the thoughts of Jewish people. You know, we turn to Jerusalem three times a day in prayer. There's never a wedding or other celebration that we don't bring in.
Yeah.
Correct.
Exactly.
Jerusalem mentioned in everyday prayers and on holidays, on festivals. And what do we say at the end of Passover? L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So it's a constant, it's not just a far-fetched thing that Jerusalem is just Jerusalem, it's in Israel. It is literally part of our day-to-day life. It's part of who we really are. And we see that it's the spirit of Hashem, the spirit of God, that makes it the Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, the city of gold. Yerushalayim shel zahav.
Yeah.
Because it enables us to be able to shed any barriers that we have between ourselves. Because when we come to Jerusalem, there is no barriers between one Jew and the other Jew. Every single Jew is coming to his hometown. And if you go and look, Jerusalem will be, obviously when the Mashiach comes, what the name really means. Because if you go and look, Yeru, in Aramaic, Yeru means city of Shalom, eternally.
Yeah.
And obviously it's got to be godly, and it's going to be at peace. And it you know, there's something so important. You know, we read a lot of times in the Torah, "Vasuli Mikdash Shachanti B'Tochom, make for me a dwelling place that I may dwell amongst them."
Yeah.
And the commentators ask the question, what do you mean, dwell amongst them? That makes no sense. Should be dwelling amongst it. And the sages say, no. It makes 100% sense. We have to understand. When it says, Vasuli Mikdash Shachan Kibbet Tocham, that I'm going to dwell amongst them, it means amongst every single Jew. We have an obligation to make a sanctuary, a Yerushalayim, a Jerusalem, in every person's life, in our own lives. We have to make a Jerusalem so God can dwell. And by doing this, what happens is that the day of Yom Yerushalayim, which we commemorate from 1967, is not just a day in a history that it's a beautiful day. You know, people say Hallel, people there's a lot of commemorations, the ceremonies, and so on and so forth. But if we take it a step further and we make that our lives become a Jerusalem, our souls are Jerusalem, then what happens is, then Yom Yerushalayim can live forever. Yes. And Jerusalem can live forever because we have that underlying bond that every single Jew doing that, you can imagine how many Jerusalems we are all going to be united. That's what I think is such an important thing that we can take out. And especially the week of just before we're getting the Torah, the holiest thing, that if we're able to connect, bringing down the Torah into our Jerusalem, God can dwell so happily amongst us, then Yom Yerushalayim is a life forever. I think that's something very, very important that we're able to take out of such a special day.
That's beautiful, and that connection with Shavuot and Jerusalem, I never thought about it, and that's really interesting. So, Shabbat services.
Shabbat services, we have Friday night, 7:30, and we are going to then have Shabbat morning, obviously 9 o'clock. We also have Tuesday evening, we're going to have
Shavuot,
we're going to have services a little bit later.
Yeah.
Because we need to finish the full 49 days of counting, so we have to can only pray the evening service after the stars come out.
Yeah.
So we're going to be done the evening service at 10 o'clock.
And are you going to? Sorry, are you going to read Megillat Rut in the shul?
No, it is good. We read it the next day. A lot of people read it.
I see.
So we're going to be praying 10 o'clock at my house. If anyone needs to know the address or anything, you can just email me, windsorrab@gmail.com, and I will give you the information. We'll also have all-night learning starting at 12 o'clock at my house till the next morning.
Mm.
And then we have services 9 o'clock Wednesday morning with the Torah reading and the Ten Commandments and the Dairy Kiddush afterwards. So it's a lot of things going on. It's packed.
Good. That's good. So, Rabbi, I wanted to thank you.
Thank you for
sharing the knowledge with us. And
you're more than welcome. And we should take the lessons of Yerushalayim and the lessons of Shavuot and keep it with us the whole year. So, next year in Jerusalem, we will be very, very soon.
Yeah, yeah. That's every Jewish person say, Leshana Abba Yerushalayim, Habnuya.
That's right. That's right. That's for sure.
So, Rabbi, I wanted to thank you. And,
thank you, Ron.
Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach after that.
You too.
Good night. Thank
you. Be well and thank you. Be well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.